Red Cross experts are struggling to fix a key water plant in the southern Iraqi city of Basra in the hopes of averting a humanitarian crisis. The International Committee of the Red Cross says a two-man team has started repairs to the power supply at Basra's war-damaged Wafa al-Qaad water processing plant. But Red Cross spokesman Florian Westphal says several more people are needed to complete the repairs.
We need safety assurances from all sides to carry out this kind of work. The situation in that area is still relatively tense, and without really the assurances from both sides, it wouldn't be possible for us to do this kind of thing.
Mr. Westphal says the Red Cross is trying to fix the plant's damaged electricity cables. Generators have been set up to run the plant in the interim, he says, but are a short-term measure. Most of Basra's nearly 2 million inhabitants have been without clean water for the past 4 days. Mr. Westphal says Basra's other water treatment plants have only supplied 30% of the city's needs, and the quality of the water is poor.
60 to 70% of Basra has no access to clean water. That bears the risk that people have to look for their water elsewhere, such as in rivers and canals. And obviously that really increases the public health concerns.
Humanitarian agencies say daytime temperatures in Basra can soar to 40 degrees Celsius, making the need for clean water even more urgent. Dale Gablack, VOA News, Geneva.